We are Sam and Parker, and welcome to the Get Us Out of Retail podcast. This week, we discuss the fictional characters that we relate to. This was really fun to do, and I really hope you enjoy.
I think this episode, I think we're both really excited and passionate about.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, like, I think it's just because we both have relied on, like, on characters and stuff to get through our lives.
Yeah.
A lot, like, with my love for movies and stuff like that, and both of our love for, like, YouTube and, like, short films and everything.
Yep.
It's just, like... We find ourselves along the way finding characters that we're like, yeah, this is us.
That's it.
My whole personality is this character.
Yep.
And for me, one of those, which I now got you on the board of, is Charlie from the movie The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie is the love of my life. I get it.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I watched this movie, I was, like, a freshman in high school, which suits the storyline, and all my friends were seniors.
Yeah.
And I was also going through a lot of mental health and PTSD things, which is a lot of what's shown in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just, like, sitting on my couch just bawling my eyes out because I finally felt seen.
Yeah.
Like, not to make this so dark as it started off, it's just, like, the whole character, his friends, like, the whole movie, just, like... Not to sound like I don't know, narcissistic or anything, but it just felt like it was written about my life, and it was really cool to see on screen.
Yeah. The hilarious thing about that, for context, is I had never seen Perks. And so the whole time we're talking, like, at work and stuff, you're talking about how this is, like, one of your favorite movies and stuff. And I just had, like, nothing to base it on. I was like, I don't know what this movie is about. I'm so confused. So it was, like, after work when I came over and we watched it. But, like, I feel like... I didn't really know that you related to, like, one of the characters all that much. Like, I feel like I didn't have that good of an idea of it, even if you had said it. And I remember we were, like, halfway through the movie, and, like, Charlie did, like, the dead stare, like, absolutely no thoughts behind those eyes. And I remember it was, like, a moment where I was like, that's you. And that was when I realized, it was like, dude, that's actually you. I was like, I've never seen it done on screen. That's you.
I know. And I was so excited when you said it, because, like, I've had a few people bring it up, but, like, I feel like you know me really well.
Yeah.
Like, for somebody, like, my roommate obviously knows me really well, because we lived together and have for years. But, like, you, like, you just came into my life more recently, and you've still seen it.
That's the hilarious thing about us, quick, like, side tangent of the podcast. For anyone watching this, like, later on, it is July 26th that we're filming this right now. And we met each other in very early January, right?
Yeah,
When did you start our job? It was...
I don't remember, because I worked here before you did, and then I left, and I came back.
Yeah, but when you came back...
I don't even remember.
I know that it was, like, very early January.
Yeah.
Whenever we, like, first started speaking. And so it's just, like, from January to July is how this whole thing has developed. That's insane.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We went from, like, not talking. Because I think I worked there for, like, a month before we even started talking.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost a month. Like, I got COVID and some of you were best friends.
Well, we became best friends, like, literally, like, days before you got COVID.
Yeah.
Because our other coworker was like, you guys should talk. And I was like, yeah, okay. And so we finally did, because there was, like, a bunch of other stupid stuff going on that, like, kept us from talking. And so finally we did, and I was like, okay, I really like this person. And then you were gone, and I was so worried. And I was like, what happened? I was like, are they just completely gone out of my life? And I was, like, asking other coworkers about you.
Barely knew me, and they were still worried.
Yeah.
And I was over here on my deathbed because I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, like, the person who I was talking to, like, told me that, and I was like, I didn't know they had lung issues. I was like, what? Yeah.
I've mentioned it before, but I have severe lung issues. I have a lot of health complications.
Yeah.
And, like, my doctor had told me if I got COVID, I was going to die. Like, she was like, there's no chance of you living through that. And I was like, great, cool, and then I got it. And so, being in the doctor's office, just, like, bawling my eyes, I was like, I'm going to die. And then I was like, I just made a new friend, and now I'm going to die. I was horrified.
Our friendship, I would like to add, was already annoying as shit. Because, like, I was friends with someone else, and I wanted to create, like, a little friend group. I was like, we can all be friends, right? But I'm positive that that whole time you had COVID, I was so fucking annoying. Because, like, I had this active friendship with this other person. And I would just go to work and be like, where's Parker? When's Parker coming back? I miss him. Like,
gosh,
like, every single day, I'm sure that it pissed off everyone there. I would be, like, thinking about it, like, at night and shit. I would be like, my friend isn't coming back. Because it was a long-ass time. Because, like, normally, like, it was the norm during that time for people to be gone, like, 2 weeks. It was after that 2 weeks that I really started to panic. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this person's dead. That's it. Like,
that's it. I had to take, like, an extra week because I just, because of my health, I just could not do it.
Yeah.
still couldn't get out of bed. Like, I barely made it back to my actual home. Like, it was horrible.
And then I'm the one with a very good, like, memory, and you're the one with a little bit more fuzzy memory. Mm-hmm. But I remember the day you came back extremely clearly, which is hilarious to me. Yeah. Because I was so excited to talk to you. I was like, yes, finally.
No, it was even worse, because, like, I don't remember a lot of it, but I know, like, it fucked up my memory even more than I already have.
Yeah.
Like, I was just so barely alive, and you're like, hello, 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 and I was like, hi.
Yeah, because
I'm dead.
That day when you came back, we were working in shoes, mm-hmm. and, like, our store manager was on this big rant about shoes, and at one point, she wanted me to, like, take stuff to the back. I was like, Parker, come with me!
Yes.
Because I just wanted to talk to you so bad, and I don't think it was long after that before I was like, can I have lunch with you?
Yes.
Can we start eating together, please? I love you. I miss you.
Yeah, I was so excited. I was like, finally friends.
I was so nervous about that. I was like, is it okay if I speak to you outside of work? Is that all right?
And now we're here.
Yeah, so that's how far it's come. Quick side tangent, but yeah, that's great.
It's like two neurodivergents just like latched on each other and just haven't stopped.
Never going to stop, nope. Unfortunately.
You stuck with me. Sorry, yep. Buddy.
All right, next character that you align yourself with here.
Okay, I also fully align with Loki, which I feel like some people are like, everybody says that. You know, I was like, oh, he's got the daddy issues, you know, everything like that.
And no, wait till we get to mine.
Oh, no. No, my thing is it's really from the first Thor movie, because there's very different variations we get of Loki. You know, we have him in the first Thor movie when we meet him. We have him, like, in Avengers, where he's under mind control. Like, there's all these different variations. Mm-hmm. There's the one from the new TV show. But, like, I'm really talking about the one from the first Thor movie, mm-hmm. where he solely looked up to Thor. And he really just, he never really wanted to be a king. He just wanted to be equal with everybody. Mm-hmm. And nobody, we just kind of treated him like garbage. And yeah. he was just trying his hardest just to be loved. They didn't really get that.
We need to watch that, because I still haven't watched that movie.
Oh, my gosh, anyway. Thor's such a good movie.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, there's just, like, a specific scene where he's yelling at Odin, who's kind of like his father, mm-hmm. and, he just, like, breaks on screen. And, like, that scene is forever embedded in my brain of just being, like, I totally understand this character, and I love him, and I'm just gonna, like, hyper-fixate on him.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just want, I know he's, like, fictional or he's real, depending on what you believe religiously. Yeah. It's just, like, I know he's more than a character, he's also, like, a being. And I align myself with that entire identity, and I think it's really cool and empowering of who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's super cool.
And then the next one, I don't know if anybody's seen Onward. Have you seen Onward?
I have not seen Onward. Oh my God. I saw you put that in the notes, and because the thing is, all of my stuff is stuff that you haven't seen, and so mm-hmm. I was like, well, you're just going to do some explaining there. Yes.
So the character I'm talking about is the main character. His name is Ian, or Ian Lightfoot is his full name. Mm-hmm. And he is basically a little brother, essentially. And
you have little brother energy.
I am a little brother, thank you.
I know, but you still have the energy.
I do have little brother energy. And what's funny in this movie is, like, the older brother is, like, really nerdy and, like, everything. So, like, most people probably be like, oh, that's you. No. Mm-hmm. I am more aligned myself with Ian just because he, like, somehow at the end, like, he's so mad at his brother, but he finds himself just being like, I kind of respect this guy, you know? I kind of respect what he's doing. Yeah. And when I was younger, I had such a strong relationship with my brother.
Yeah.
And when I watched this movie, I literally cried because I was like, I see younger me.
Yeah.
And this, like, trying to fit in while dealing with all this grief and sadness.
Yeah.
And just trying to, like, figure life out and learning how to drive and just doing all these cool things. Mm-hmm. But getting to go on this big adventure with this brother to find their dad.
Yeah.
Is so cute to me.
Yeah.
And just seeing, just the idea of having that adventure mm-hmm. was always really cool to me. And it reminded me of, like, all the little, like, journeys and stuff I see with my brother.
Yeah.
And my whole family.
I feel like that's a little bit where we align a little bit, because we do not have a lot of similarities, really.
Yeah.
You gotta look to find them. It's one of those, like, opposites attract situation with
exactly.
us. But I feel like that is where we kind of do align, because I feel like I kind of relate to that, too, with my brother. And I, like, idolized my brother, as like, a lot, and we still don't have a good relationship.
Yep.
So, like, I feel that.
You definitely need to watch Onward, then. It's really good for the, like, brother issue.
I'm gonna be crying. I'll be texting you, be like, why'd you make me watch
exactly.
this?
Exactly. I did that the entire time. I was like, this is so sad. It's so sad. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The final one that I have written down, we have been, like, joking about for days now. again, anybody who knows me in life, I am horrible with remembering anything. Like, you can say something to me 30 seconds later, it's gone.
Yep.
If I make it to 30 seconds. So, anybody who knows me as the Disney fan I am, I said Dory.
Yep.
My whole family even agrees. I am Dory, 100%. Just happy-go-lucky, and then, boom, memory gone. No thoughts.
Yep. That, I feel like when, I don't know, your experience is probably different, but I feel like when people typically watch Finding Nemo, it's a little bit unrealistic when it comes to Dory, I guess, unless they know someone who's like that, mm-hmm. because, like, you don't see, like, those interactions happen a lot where if someone, like, immediately does forget something,
yeah.
and it looks kind of weird on screen.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, like, awkward, like, it kind of mm-hmm. seems like a stretch through a lot of it. Of being like, does she really not remember that?
Yeah.
And I definitely know that like, I was, like, skeptical of that, like, through most of my life. So then I find Parker.
And, like, I changed everything for you.
Truly, if any of, like, our future fans want to know what, like, just hanging out with Parker is like, just watch those movies, because it's 100% accurate.
Specifically Finding Dory.
Yeah. But even, like, the way Dory acts in Finding Nemo.
Yeah. Like, she gets on my nerves in the first one.
Yeah, I agree, but some of the situations as far as, like, how short-term memory loss, like, affects her, like, it's 100% you. Especially with just, like, making new friends, I feel like.
Hi, I'm Dory.
Yeah, I feel like that 100%. Like,
I'm mad because that's true.
Yeah, it's, and I feel like, I don't know, I know you've talked about, like, experiences in your life where people have gotten frustrated with you about your memory loss. But I really do not mind it at all. Like, I don't know what that says about me, but, like, you forget things, and I'm just like, yeah, remember that when that happened, and it's just absolute deer in the headlights. Nope.
Like, I know. That's what makes me laugh about it. It's just, like, I think a lot of people were like, oh, no, he's just being dramatic, you know? They don't really forget. No. I literally, like, completely empty, no thoughts in my eyes.
Yeah.
Don't remember anything.
Yeah, like, I can see it. Like, I feel like I 100% was skeptical up until the point of meeting you, and now I'm like, yep. I, like,
yep, you just,
and, like, it's not, like, a personal thing. Like, mm-hmm. you cannot take it to heart at all that, like, this person does not remember certain things about you.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot take it to heart. You just have to, like, keep going and, like, love the person for who they are, like, aside from that, you know?
No, this is probably really embarrassing. I probably shouldn't be putting it on the internet. But, like, my memory is so bad, like, when I meet certain people that I really feel like I'm gonna have a strong connection to, mm-hmm. I literally, like, either, like, make notes on my phone, or mm-hmm. I'll get a notebook and, like, write their name, mm-hmm. and just any little detail about them, like, their favorite color, their favorite movie, favorite food, whatever, or their birthday, mm-hmm. I'll write it down. So that way I can go back and be like, see, your favorite color is purple, right? Purple? Please tell me that's right. And it's just, because, like, some people get so, like, angry. Like, if you don't yep. remember the littlest detail about them, they were, like, actually offended by that. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm genuinely trying to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I
try.
I completely agree. You're going to be so proud of me because this is an amazing segue. But regarding you and Dream SMP, like, Rambu is a character on the Dream SMP that has very bad memory issues. And it's so funny to me because this man canonically is, like, 8 feet tall.
Yeah, so am I.
But he also has, like, a husband and stuff and a cute little relationship. But, like...
Can I get that?
Yeah. You just need to find your tubbo.
Yep.
And, but he literally keeps things called, like, memory books and stuff. It's so cool. He has, like, 4 different memory books and he writes shit down.
Same.
And he has, like, this room specifically for breakdowns. It's just you. Like,
that is a dream come true.
He literally has this room, like, that he just, like, crawls in this, like, hole, like, and just, like, has breakdowns in it.
Dead ass, I'm gonna put that in my Minecraft world now. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, you need to watch some of the Rambu lore. It'll make you cry. Anyone at home that watches Dream SMP knows that.
Oh, no.
And it's just gonna get worse from here.
Great.
But we could honestly do a whole episode in the future about the comparisons of you and Rambu, because it's amazing.
Oh, no.
He's such a teddy bear, too. Like, it's very, like, soft boy vibes, too. Bless. It's the same thing.
God damn it. I try to be edgy, man.
I think he kind of does, too, but everyone can see right through that.
It's the soft boy energy. We try so hard.
It's, like, the soft boy energy, but it's also, like, protector energy. It's mm-hmm. so funny. It's a combination of both.
Yep.
Anyway, the reason why that was a good segue is because on to mine, because are you completely done with your list?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. So my first two are Dream SMP characters, which we did a Dream SMP lore podcast, but I didn't really get to talk much about who the characters were, so I'm going to explain why I relate to these characters. So for Dream, number one, it's just because I just think Dream is cool. And I think I'm cool, too.
Yeah, you're pretty cool. I agree. As one of your best friends, I agree you're pretty cool.
Yeah, and Dream is very, very ballsy. There's absolutely nothing holding that man back. He does whatever he wants. That's why he's in prison on the SMP.
That scares me for your future.
I'm not going to go to prison.
I really hope not.
Prison or dead. That's like the two, that's the fate of the two Dream SMP characters I'm going to talk about.
Dear Lord.
So yeah, Dream. And I also, Dream, the biggest thing about his SMP character that sticks out to me is manipulation. Because throughout his whole life, he manipulates Tommy. And he manipulates everyone into liking him. And then, like, it all falls down whenever he gets, like, sent to prison. And I just have, like, a natural manipulation about me. Like, I, like, Parker knows I have to catch myself and be like, okay, don't let this go too far. Like,
it's genuinely frightening at some points.
It's like a calculated nature, and I think that it got worse upon seeing Dream, because I was like, oh, there's someone like me. That's cool. Yeah. But, like, for context purposes, I'm going to be talking about Dream and Wilbur. This is specifically their character and not who they are as a person, because who they are as a person is different.
Yeah.
So I strongly relate to Dream. And then moving on to Wilbur. Wilbur is probably my favorite character in anything ever. And that is with his whole LeManberg thing. First of all, the election. And giving, like, these big speeches and stuff. I feel like that's who I realistically would want to be. And, like, who I see myself giving these, like, large speeches. And also, Wilbur is very, very arrogant. Versus, like, in before he died and after he came back, too. And I see myself as being more arrogant. Sometimes, it depends.
Sometimes.
It depends on what mood I am, but I see myself as being more arrogant and a lot like him, and also, he's just, like, he always has these huge dreams, and, like, he's just always chasing after something.
Yeah.
And so that's why, like, I see myself, like, as him a lot, especially, like, the moment when he blows up LeManberg. It's just, like, you work so hard to create something, and then it just all falls apart, so you're just, like, fuck it. I don't want the whole thing anymore.
Like, I really hope that it's not happened to this.
Not this. This is not my unfinished symphony. I've had quite a few in my life. This is not it.
Yep, we're gonna keep this one going.
But Wilbur also has, like, a lot of passion and stuff, and, like, his love for Tommy. Because I guess he's a little manipulative to Tommy, but, like, you truly do see the love there, and that's me and you, too.
Yeah.
Of, like, how much we just purely love each other and being, like, around each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have this whole scene where everyone calls Wilbur just, like, Wilbur, but Tommy, like, misspeaks and calls him Wilby. And then from then on out, he's the only one allowed to call him Wilby.
That's us.
And so, yeah, that's, like, the connection between me and you.
Oh, yeah.
So really, for my last one, I'm grouping two together, and it's from the show The Vampire Diaries, which is my absolute comfort show. I love everything about that show, and, like, I'm very divided with the fans, like, with ships and stuff, but just, like, as a baseline, Stefan and Damon, like, I relate to them a lot, which it's funny, because they're, like, vampires and stuff, and that part's kind of cringe, but I talked to you about this, Parker, about how Stefan has a brooding about him. When everything is absolutely not when everything isn't absolutely perfect in his life, he gets so broody. And
yep.
What's funny is I had that before I watched The Vampire Diaries. It wasn't, like, something that I, like, got from him.
Yeah.
I watched it and I was like, oh.
No, I honestly think that applies more to you than, like, you say manipulation or anything. I just think you brood a lot.
Oh, yeah. I do brood
a
lot.
You're very much just, like, a broody person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, me just, like, la, 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 skipping through the forest. And I'm like, come back. Come stop brooding.
Yeah. I'm very inside my own head. And, like, because people see me as very quiet and things. I'm pretty sure the only person that doesn't see me as quiet. And even then, we have our moments. But, like, it's literally just because I have so much going on in my head and I'm thinking through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, like, where I relate to Stefan of, like, just, like, especially the brooding nature. It's so funny to me how much I relate to him. And then he also, like, he has this other side to him where he's basically, like, an alcoholic but for blood. Like, if he gets, like, any amount of actual blood in his system, he becomes, like, what they call a ripper, and he just becomes, like, a serial killer and just can't stop. And I'm like, yep.
Now I gotta watch the show.
It's so good. It's so good. But, like, I relate a lot to that because, like, I have a very addictive personality. I either absolutely love something or I don't have any of it. Because in it, he's, like, in the first, like, few seasons, he's, like what they call a vegan, where he just does, like, animal blood. And it's not, like, human blood, which that's in other movies and stuff, too. But he does just that, and I, like, relate very strongly to that.
Yeah.
So then, as far as Damon, once again, being, like, that a little more, like, arrogant side, and he's also, like, never scared to say anything ever. Like, Damon does not understand consequences because he's a very strong vampire. Like, nothing can kill Damon. And he just wants to party and have fun and do whatever he wants with, like, no consequences. But then it comes to, like, his love for Elena, and that's what, like, grounds him, is, like, his love for people.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like I relate to Damon. So, yeah, those are my characters.
It's actually interesting.
Yeah.
I really want to watch that show now.
Oh, it's so good. I haven't even really finished it because it, like, pisses me off in, like, season 5. Yeah. But the first part of it I absolutely love. The little, because I hate, like, anything rom-com-esque. I hate romantic stuff. I cannot stand it. But, like, the love between Elena and Stefan that, like, starts the show off, I absolutely adore. I love everything about it.
That is crazy to me.
I am such, like, it's so funny because I'm a very, like, especially when it comes to love in real life, I'm a very grounded and realistic person.
Yes.
But I see their relationship. It's everything I want. I like, watch it with, like, stars in my eyes. I'm like, yes, that, please. Like, I love it so much. Like, for people who have seen the show, there's, like, this scene where they're at their car wash together very early in the relationship, and Elena doesn't know he's a vampire yet.
Oh, no.
I love that scene so much. It's so funny. Because what I love about the relationship is the tension. There is so much tension between these people. I love it. I love it so much. That's what I, like, crave from their relationship.
It's so stressful, man.
I love it. I love, like, there's, like, some kind of thrill about it. Because then she learns he's a vampire, and she's got to keep this secret and stuff, and got to deal with him being a dick, and, like, going on these Ripper rampages later on.
I feel like I need to get you into Iron Man.
Yeah.
Iron Man seems like something that I feel like you would kind of relate to.
I have. It's been a long time. I saw, like, the movie when I was a kid.
The first one?
Yeah, the first movie. The
second one, Superior.
Nobody
can come for me.
I'm positive I've seen the second one, but I do not remember anything from it.
It's perfection. I love Tony. Stark is, like, everybody has, like, issues with him because he's, like, you know, this playboy billionaire philanthropist kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, bad boy type. But I think it's all a front. I genuinely
do. I love that shit anyway.
Exactly. Right? I know.
He can, like, be that. I love that shit.
Tony's such a dick. And I'm like, okay, but he's been through a lot.
I am such a simp for bad boy characters. They can have no backstory. They can just be a dick for no reason. And I'm like, I would marry you. I'm in love with you. Like,
that's me with Tony.
Which, it's really funny because I'm not like that in real life. And I don't talk about, like, the kind of relationships I want in real life. But, like, on here or online, I'm like, yeah, that's my type.
Yeah. I honestly didn't even think you had a type at this point.
Oh, yeah. That is 100% my type if we're being realistic.
That's funny. No, you should definitely get into it. Because he's just, like, he's such a hard worker. Like,
yeah.
That's my thing about him is, like, nothing stops this man.
He
doesn't sleep. He just works on his suits because he wants to save the world. That's his thing.
I've never seen anybody like that before.
No. No, never. It's not like I'm not making a comparison or anything.
I don't relate to that at all. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my man who doesn't sleep, just edits constantly.
I don't have an hour of sleep today in this whole recording session. That's
exactly. I literally gave you an energy drink because I was like, this kid's not going to get through this day.
I'm hyped. I can get through anything.
No, I really want you to watch the series. I think it'd be really good for you.
Yeah, I probably would relate a lot. I feel like some of those things are bad for me because if I see someone doing it, it excuses the bad behavior. So, like, for a week after I watch it, it's just gonna be no sleep, only work.
Yeah. No, my thing is, like, I feel like I almost develop my personality after, like, every movie character I see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, I went to see How to Train Your Dragon. Like, I was really little, and I literally was like, I am toothless, like, the entire rest of the year.
Even you and Hiccup, that's kind of funny.
funny about that. My early TikTok days, I literally did.
I hate your early TikTok days anyway.
I'm not gonna talk about it. I literally was hiccup in this like TikTok video, and it was actually one of my favorite ones I've ever done. Like the creator, like reached out to me and everything.
That's cute.
No, I feel like I am like hiccup. Like we're being real.
If we get any fans in the future, just DM me and I will send you Parker's old TikToks. No, 100%. Yep.
I will block you.
I'll download all of them and just have them on my phone. No. And so just reach out and I will send them.
I refuse.
He used to make thirst traps. Super cute.
It's cringy.
It's no. So funny. I no. love it.
I tried so hard.
And like, you can tell.
And the jump between before I cut my hair and like came out to like my so friends good. And family is humongous. Oh, yeah. I didn't make any announcement that I was doing it because it was such a spur of the moment thing. Mm-hmm. Like my first day, like the day before I started, like my first day of college, mm-hmm. chopped all my hair off.
Yep.
And like I just did not explain it. I just jumped into that for TikTok. And mm-hmm. it went downhill from there. It got so like super girly and stuff because a lot of it was from after I got done from color guard and everything where I had to present as feminine.
Yeah.
To just straight mask.
Yeah. If any of like the future fans see it, you will not recognize Parker. Like I like Parker and I are best friends and pre like haircut, I cannot recognize him at all.
That makes me feel so good.
Like legitimately. Like if someone were to come up to me and ask me like, is this Parker? I'd be like, no. I don't know who that is.
No.
Like, legitimately, like, I just don't associate it with you at all. It's so funny.
I feel like it's just a you thing, because you just...
I don't think it's just a me thing.
I think it is.
I think there are other people in the world like me.
It's a big difference, but I mean, it's still there.
I don't see it at all.
My confidence is better.
You look very, very different with short hair versus long hair.
Yeah.
I think I do, too. It changes your whole face.
It really does. And, like, I think for some people, especially, like, with being trans and everything, it just bumped my confidence up by, like, 1,000.
I think people who can pull off short hair, it bumps their confidence, trans or not.
Yes.
Like, because I know it does me, too. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very confident, like, depending on what hairstyle I have. I'm going to go back to short hair again.
So, if you want to shave your hair, do it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told everyone. It used to make, like, because, in my, like, early college days, I was very, like, conservative Christian, and that was it. That was my only personality type. So, like, that was all I was doing was hanging out with, like, homeschooled Christian kids. And I remember we had to talk about haircuts one day because I was the only kid with short hair.
I know.
As far as girls go. And so, because everyone else just had normal haircuts. And one of my friends was like, should I, like, cut my hair? I'm like, shave it, do it. And everyone's, like, looking at me like I'm insane. Like, they literally looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, I'm serious, do it. You have to do it once. And they were like, no, you don't. And I was like, yeah, you do. You should do it once.
It feels so thrilling, especially in the summer when it's hot.
I know. That's why I want to do it right now, because it's the middle of July, and it's 90 fucking degrees out, and I'm so hot.
True. No, like, I know, like, some people, I've only met, like, a couple people who ever regretted cutting their hair. Mm-hmm. And even then, they're like, I mean, it grows back. That's my thing.
Yeah. No, everyone told me I was going to regret it.
Yeah.
Literally everyone in my life. I did it for trauma purposes first.
Yeah.
That's why I did it, because I was done with this relationship. I was done with the bullshit. I was done with my hair being dead. And I was like, you know what? I'm getting super short hair and no one can tell me what to do and I don't care.
It's so thrilling.
Yeah. So that's why I did it the first time. And then it just never stopped because I still have pretty short hair.
Yes. And if you're a person who dyes it, you save so much money on hair dye. Oh,
true.
So much cheaper.
The problem with me is I can't have bleach on my scalp, and so hair dye is not fun.
That's sad.
I literally physically cannot have any bleach on my scalp, or it's just horrible. Like, mm-hmm. I like react to it so bad.
I literally thought I was gonna burn a hole in my head one day. It was so bad.
Exactly.
It was burning, and I literally had to like wash it all off. And half my hair fell out. It really did. I was just, like, sitting in my bathroom just pulling huge chunks out of my hair.
Oh, my
God,
dude.
I was like, I'm gonna die.
Dude. What the heck?
Well, my philosophy is, if it's really that bad, I'll shave it all off. I don't care. I'll go fucking bald head and...
You do your hair at home, though. I can't handle that.
Nope, I cut it all now. I'm too poor for that.
I, like, cannot handle that at all. I have to go get my hair, like, done. I don't trust myself with
They're, like, $60 for us shaving your head by 1 degree.
Is worth it. I'm, like, family friends with my hairstylist, and she'll charge me, like, $25, and I'll straight up tip her, like I'll like give her 40 in total.
Yep.
Because I love her so much, and it just helps with my confidence. It's just like a thank you.
Yeah.
Be like, thank you for making me again. Appreciate it.
Dude, I know. I want to do something else with my hair. I want a mohawk so bad, or a mullet.
I'm really concerned because if I cut my hair and then you do that any time in the foreseeable future, we all have a very similar haircut, and I will kill you.
I brought it up first, in my defense.
Yeah, but I had it first. So I had it first, so it's mine now. No, like, I always, like, I when I got my hair cut very short, like, because I had, like, a pixie cut in high school. And so, like, when I got it cut very short, I, like, went to the hairstylist, and I was like, I want to be able to spike it up, okay? And they were like, okay. And they did it, and I was so excited the first time it happened.
I love that.
I was literally so hyped. I, like, threw all of my hair products away for, like, long hair and, like, ran to the store and bought, like, all men's hair care products. And my mom was like, why can't you buy, like, ladies' hair care products? I was like, because they don't work, okay?
They don't make good women short hair products.
Absolutely.
It doesn't exist.
Because, I got, like, Axe. It's like it's an yes. Axe like pomade stuff. I used that stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. No, because like I because like my family doesn't know me as Parker. You know, I'm not out at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get pomade because yeah. for a while I had a completely different haircut, and I needed pomade to be able to style it. And so I had to get men's. And my mom was so mad at me. And I was like, do you want to find a woman's pomade? I'll buy it. I don't care.
Believe it or not, I had one. It didn't work worth a shit, no. But I had one. It exists.
And then with all my allergies, too, I mean, there's, like, hardly any hair products I'm not allergic to.
Don't forget to follow us wherever podcasts are available to stay up to date on new episodes. Thanks for watching.